stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. ABSA, your story matters.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Archbishop Banda quizzed over alleged ZRA vehicle gift. International relations expert warns of rising discontent over DRC attacks on Zambians. And in global news, Maduro to appear in U.S. court as Trump threatens more strikes on Venezuela. With a 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, this morning interrogated Lusaka Diocese Archbishop Alec Banda over a Toyota Hilux allegedly belonging to the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, which was given to him as a gift in 2020. Archbishop Banda arrived at the DEC offices around 10:20 hours in the company of his lawyers, opposition leaders, and Catholic faithful after concluding Mass at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus. The interrogation lasted about 2 hours, and Archbishop Banda later returned to the Cathedral of the Child Jesus, accompanied by his lawyers, who did not disclose the outcome of the interview. And during the procession to DEC, police, led by Lusaka Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Ronald Zambo, described the procession as illegal and urged Archbishop Banda's sympathizers to disperse. The Drug Enforcement Commission is yet to issue a statement. Earlier, a mass service was held at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus, Pope Square, to show solidarity to the Archbishop. Scores of Lusaka residents, including opposition political party leaders, among them Socialist Party President Fred Membe, United Liberal Party President Sakuba Skota, National Democratic Congress President Savoy Imboila, and Patriotic Front presidential hopefuls, attended the mass. In his homily, Archbishop Banda said those who suffer persecution for their service to God will be reunited and find joy in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pray, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and your sacrifice and mine be acceptable to God Almighty Father. Receive us, O Lord, the prayers and sacrificial gifts we offer in humility, and grant that those who suffer persecution for their faithful service to you may rejoice to be united to the sacrifice of Christ your Son. May know that their names are written in the heaven among the company of the elect through Christ our Lord.
International relations expert Edward Silwimba says the continued attacks and killings of Zambian truck drivers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, are sparking growing discontent among Zambians, particularly in the border town of Kasumbalesa. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Silwimba has described the situation as serious but manageable if addressed through diplomatic channels. He notes that the attacks on Zambian truck drivers are not a new phenomenon, but rather recurring incidents that have occurred from time to time without previously resulting in a breakdown of bilateral relations between the two neighboring countries. Mr. Silwimba has emphasized that while the situation is concerning, it does not automatically translate into diplomatic deterioration, and has called for strengthened cross-border security cooperation and sustained dialogue between the two governments. He adds that diplomatic relations between Zambia and the DRC are unlikely to collapse, but the situation requires careful management and attention to prevent escalation.
It's important to actually note that such happenings are not a new thing. I think DRC and Zambia, from time to time, we've had pockets of violence, especially coming from the DRC side. Especially issues to do with motorists and the cross-border truck drivers, they have been vulnerable and also multiple cases in the past of victimization leading to death of Zambians, unfortunately. But to whether this amounts to a loss or deteriorating in the bilateral relations between the two countries, I think this has less impact to a fallout in terms of diplomatic relations.
Government, through the Road Development Agency, RDA, has signed a concession agreement for the upgrading to bituminous standard of the Solwezi-Kipushi Road and associated border infrastructure in Kipushi, Northwestern Province. RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager, Anthony Muloa, says the concessionaire, Borderway Capital Investments Limited, will resume operations on the 7th of January 2026 and will establish a stone quarry site at kilometer 41 along the project corridor. Mr. Muloa has said in a statement that the groundbreaking ceremony for the project was held on the 31st of October 2024 and that earthworks will recommence after the rainy season, while material investigations continue along the road to identify suitable gravel sources. He says the RDA therefore urges heavy goods vehicles destined for the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, to use alternative routes such as the Chingola-Kasumbalesa Road and the Ndola-Sakania Road. Meanwhile, Mr. Muloa says the agency will resume upgrading 85 kilometers of the Lumwana-Kambimba Road to bituminous standard and constructing a one-stop border post at Kambimba in Northwestern Province mid this month. The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NEMA, has announced the activation of the 30-day lapse rule and the mandatory use of the SmartPay payment platform for all registered employers effective 1st February 2026. NEMA Head of Public Relations, King Siachika, explains that the 30-day lapse rule provides that NEMA members whose contributions are not remitted within 30 days of the due date will experience a lapse in coverage, until all outstanding contributions are settled. In a statement, Mr. Siachika notes that the measure is aimed at promoting compliance, ensuring sustainability of the National Health Insurance Scheme, and safeguarding uninterrupted access to healthcare services for members. He adds that NEMA has made it mandatory for all employers to remit contributions through the SmartPay platform, which is designed to improve efficiency, accuracy, and transparency in the submission of NEMA returns and payments, while also reducing processing delays and errors. In global news, abducted Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife will appear in a court in New York on drug-related charges as President Donald Trump insists the U.S. is in control of Venezuela. Trump has threatened further military action against Venezuela as well as against Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, and also warned Mexico it must get its act together. Maduro was abducted over the weekend by U.S. forces and taken to New York in a military operation that also saw large-scale strikes on several locations in Venezuela. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
Venezuela's interim leader, Delcy Rodriguez, has offered to collaborate with the United States, striking a conciliatory tone in a message addressed directly to President Trump. Mr. Trump has again insisted the U.S. is now in charge of Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro is due to appear in a New York court later on drugs charges. Cuba has confirmed that 32 of its citizens, all military or intelligence personnel, were killed during the American military operation to remove President Nicolas Maduro and his wife from Venezuela. They're thought to have formed part of Mr. Maduro's bodyguard. Protests in Iran are continuing for a ninth day. The Speaker of Parliament, Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf, has said that the protesters' demands must be heard and be used as the basis for change. Hours earlier, President Trump warned again that Iran would be hit very hard if more anti-government protesters were killed.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you do, yeah. Taking flight on air and online. Online.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, is confident that more locally produced products will compete favorably on the market with foreign products this year.